Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
Do you ever think about the rules you have in your workplace? Maybe we all know the normal rules, like be respectful, and I don't even know if those are listed in the employee handbook, but you've got your unspoken rules, and then you have the rules that are specific to your workplace. The things that they put signs up for or send memos out over, and you're thinking, are we really making this a rule at the workplace? So my girlfriend, she works at a place up near where I live, and she was telling me that there's a new rule that's been implemented in their office, and it's a big building, and apparently the building just got recarpeted.
Ooh.
Brand new carpet. And the new rule in their building is if you are drinking coffee, you have to have a lid on your coffee. All coffee mugs must have lids now due to new carpet. And she's like, I just drink out of a regular mug. So is there a such thing as a lid for a regular like ceramic coffee mug?
We're going to get a travel mug then?
I told her, I'm like, you're probably going to have to get, like, you know, I have this little travel mug that I drink out of every day that has a lid on it. And she said, you know, it's not a big deal. But at the same time, she said, I never thought it'd see a day where we'd have a sign up all over the building that says all coffee mugs must have lids due to new carpet. I thought that was very weird. And she's going to do it. She's not going to make a stink about it, but it's kind of odd.
But here at Mix 94.1 and our parent company, Entercom, here in the building, we don't have any plastic or paper cups. We have no plastic whatsoever. So
we've gone green here.
Yeah. So if you're going to drink coffee or something, you need to bring in your own mug. Or like me, I actually have my own. I still bring paper cups.
JC is not green. He doesn't care about the environment. He's like, I want my paper cup, and I'm just going to bring it.
This is very convenient, and I'll throw it out when I'm done every day. But I always think it's interesting when we have a guest arrive. I'm like, oh, would you like some coffee or something? They're like, yes, I would love a cup of coffee. Then we got to give them like someone's mug. That's why I like having these cups. We have a guest, and they want a cup of coffee. We have, it's a little more, I don't know, a little more professional. Because you go to a restaurant, you get a mug, you know it's cleaned properly. But I don't know, like, who's washing our mugs here at the radio station? And whose mug is it?
I think you're washing it by hand in the company sink. We don't have a dishwasher here, do we?
No, I don't think so, no.
I don't think we do either.
We have no plastic forks either. No. So if we've got to eat something, there are some community utensils. I don't trust who's ever doing those dishes. Are those utensils cleaned every day?
So you bring those also?
Yes. Well, now I've been bringing home like a fork from home. Then I'll bring it back home. It's my own fork.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's not that bad. You're still being green.
Yeah.
Getting some texts here. I work at a go-karting place. New rule is we can't drive the go-karts through the waiting area. I want to know the story behind that one. Oh, that's so true. For every rule, there was a rule breaker, and someone created that rule. Mm-hmm. So someone drove that go-kart through the waiting area.
Coming through!
Watch out, everybody! Let's talk to Joyce. Joyce, good morning. What is your weird workplace rule?
Good morning, guys. We cannot cook popcorn in our workplace.
No popcorn? Because why? Someone burnt it?
Because people always burning it, and you know that smell just lingers for years in your office.
I would like, we have someone who makes toast here every day.
I like
day.
That smell, though. It's in
I
the
do
morning.
Too.
It's comforting. It's a comforting smell.
But I want to know, who is it? Does anyone know who's making the toast around here? Steph or Jocelyn, do you guys know who the toast person is?
I think it's someone in the newsroom.
Oh,
yeah.
On the other side? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very cozy. I make toast all the time at the house, but for some reason, this smell of the toast takes me back to Saturday morning, waking up. I'm going to go watch cartoons, and mom's making some toast for me.
Yeah.
It's a comforting toast.
But at the same time, it makes me a little lazy because I do feel like I'm back at home. So then I'm like, I get tired. This one says, I work in a doctor's office. We aren't allowed to microwave broccoli, fish, or popcorn because of the smell. This one says, there aren't any signs, but we are not allowed to adjust the thermostat.
Oh.
And this one says we can only walk one way in the halls. What, like a one-way street or like a certain way? Like walk like a duck today.
An Egyptian.
This is how we're walking in the hall today.
Mercedes, you're not walking like an Egyptian. You're going to get written up.
Let's just put signs that say, please walk like an Egyptian down this hall.
See who does it.
And let's see if anyone does it.
More of Mercedes in the Morning next on Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.